They say don't get too close to the fire.
Well, today I am with Jonathan Bond, gospel music singer, songwriter, and the COO of the North American Country Music Hall of Fame. How are you doing, Jonathan? Thanks for joining the show.
Absolutely tremendous, and thank you for the opportunity today.
Oh, I'm so excited, man. Before we get into the meat of the conversation, tell us just a little intro to who you are, how long you've been performing, and in the gospel music industry especially. Let us know who Jonathan Bond is.
Well, I love that. Actually, I do travel. Been traveling in full-time music ministry for 32 years now, and love every bit of it. But it didn't start with all the glamour and that people might look at. Mm-hmm. It started for me. One day, I was on my way to work. It was raining really hard. An 18-wheeler hits my car. When it hit me, knocked me across the median there on Battlefield Parkway into oncoming traffic. Two other cars hit me. Physically, I was destroyed. They pronounced me dead at the scene. Brain injury. My skull was cracked. My head was swollen. Physically, I was broken. My back broken in 9 places. But through all of that, I met the most awesome person I could ever meet in my whole life, and that was Jesus. He was there to pick me up, and when the doctors gave no hope at all, he still made a way for me. And then he opened up the opportunity for me to travel the world and tell them about him through music.
Hmm. Man, that's awesome. How many years? What year is this for you, Jonathan?
32.
32. Wow. Does it seem like it?
Hopefully most people look and say, he doesn't even look 32.
Oh, they will. You look great. Well, that's awesome, man. And songwriting is a big part of who you are now, isn't it, Jonathan? You do love to write songs, don't you?
I love writing and put your heart on paper and then send it out to some of the artists in different genres and realize that they connect with it perfectly.
Yeah.
You know, and then driving down the road and you turn on a radio and there's a country song that you wrote, you know.
Yeah.
To me, it's wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome, man. What all do you have going on right now? Are you in the studio? You getting ready to, when was your latest album? Are you working on one?
Actually, we're in the process of doing that now. We've just finished it. We got to do some of the editing and placements, and then the artwork, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Works for that. But currently, I am in Arlington, Texas. Been out here doing concerts. I'll leave from Arlington, go to Oklahoma for a songwriting event, and then head to Louisiana for more concerts.
Oh my goodness, you are on the road. You're busy. You're a busy guy.
Got that, great things to share with the world, and it's time for them to hear.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Now you have. Let's see, was it last year you were approached about the North American Country Music Hall of Fame?
It was. I got a call. Last year, and they said that they had an opening on the board of directors for the Country Music Hall of Fame, and wanted me to consider that. And I thought surely they had the wrong number, but they sent me all the information and. I accepted the position. They were working on a press release, and I think it was 3 days before the press release went out.
Mm-hmm.
And said, hey, would you be interested in taking the position of COO for the North American Country Music Hall of Fame? And, you know, it's just an opportunity that God has for me, and I don't understand it. I know there are people way better than me for this, but God chose me for it, and I'm loving it.
Oh, that's awesome. The Hall of Fame ceremony will be held at the Country Tonight Theater in Pigeon Forge, which we will be at. I cannot wait. And that is March the
16th.
Yes.
Saturday, starts at 7 p.m. I can tell you there are very few tickets left.
Mm-hmm.
Should call Country Tonight Theater in Pigeon Forge ASAP and get your tickets. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see these four artists on stage and being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Tell us who the four are this year, Jonathan.
Oh, and I love all of them. Of course, we missed the opportunity. And to sing on his behalf. So Mel Tillis, and then the infamous Barbara Fairchild, which, well, I wish I was a teddy bear. She's wonderful and a tremendous, powerful testimony, but just does a beautiful job there. And then John Barry, my Lord, what a voice and a heart, just a super guy. And he will be singing there as well. And then also Randy Travis will be with us. He's being inducted this year. He will sing from stage as well that day.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Those are four. It's hard to beat that class.
It's going to be awesome.
Now, you've done some work with Miss Fairchild, right?
I've been working a lot with Barbara and Roy.
Yeah.
They're some of my favorite people, but I recorded a song with Barbara. We do have that went out to radio and did wonderful for us. And then Roy, of course, he's recorded some of my songs and sent them out to radio. He's got his current radio single now as one of my songs. And we all three will be singing on stage at the Hall of Fame. It's going to be.
Oh, man, it is. I cannot wait. It's going to be such an amazing time. And just, you know, for me, it's so such a cool thing just to be there and to see it happening. But, you know, growing up on Randy Travis, that was, you know, in when I was just a kid, I remember on the radio, or my parents would have a Randy Travis record, you know, playing. So it's really cool. And he, of course, they're all well deserving of it. And I'm so proud that you are involved in it, and that God has his hand on you and hand on this Hall of Fame for sure.
Beautiful. Yes, sir.
What else should we know about your music? How can people get a hold of Jonathan Bond? What's the website?
Well, you can go to anywhere that sells music, but I would like for you to go to jonathanbond.com. You can purchase it there. You can pull up any of the videos on YouTube. My desire, just for me to say it, I guess publicly, my desire is not to do just concerts. I do about 170 concerts a year, but my desire is not just to get on stage and sing. My desire is that when you hear a song, that it goes deeper than your ears, goes straight to your heart, and helps in a situation that maybe you're struggling with.
I love that. You know, and I know that for me and for anyone, no one's perfect. And we love to, you know, to be encouraged by positive music, positive radio, positive lyrics that are uplifting. That goes a long way. Do you, who were some of you, well, I guess it may have changed, after the wreck, but who and what influences were there for you for gospel music or for music in general? Did you grow up singing? Did your parents have music playing? And
well, my, there's music all through my family, but I look back as far as my grandmother, my mother's mother.
Yeah.
She was the alto for the Harmonettes.
Okay.
And an all-female quartet, which is tremendous. But then my grandfather, he used to travel in bluegrass, full-time in bluegrass, and used to sing at the Grand Ole Opry, when it was called the Opry. The first time that I was invited to sing at the Opry, I was telling my grandfather, and I was really excited. He said, oh, yeah, I was there in this date and this date. And, and he just began history that I didn't even know about.
Oh, wow.
But my parents, we were not allowed to listen to any kind of music except Christian growing up. I was raised in a very strict church, and looking back, I'm so grateful for that. My parents taught us the love of Jesus and vocals. Like when we were driving to church just as kids, my mother and dad would be in the front seat and they'd be singing. Well, in the back, we learned the song and we sang it with them. So they're my influence. And they
Oh, that's awesome. I have, from my grandmother, I have some old Happy Goodman records, original records, that she would play. So those are special to me. Were the Goodmans ever part of the soundtrack in your life?
Growing up, they weren't. We had so much going on that if it wasn't in our circle, then I didn't know about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But of course, in my latter years, you know, I started full time in ministry, and it was in 1992. And
okay.
From that point forward, I did a lot of work with the Goodmans, and you know, I just loved them. And Vestal, of course, she was hilarious and just a true patriot as well. But she also had a sister that lived in Cleveland, and her sister would come to every concert I had in about an hour radius.
Oh, wow!
She's just wonderful. But I love all of the Goodmans, and you know, and Rick's still with us, and a great guy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow, that's awesome. I was going to ask you, and I've seen this posted before on I think your Facebook, but was it recently that you worked with Stella Parton, Dolly's sister?
Yes, sir. Stella and I have done a lot together.
Okay.
Over the years, but she and I recorded a song and sent it out to radio, and it's called A Better Place. And it just is very simple. It says, with your efforts and my efforts together, we can make the world a better place. And it was a song I wrote, I guess, a year ago. And just a reminder that we can all do more and do things to help others who are struggling. But then also, Bill Baker and I wrote a song about a wedding. I went to a wedding. I performed the wedding in Alabama. Mm-hmm. And the danced with her dad. First, she danced with her new husband, and they had a beautiful song about their new life together. And then she danced with her dad, and there was a song about the day she was born and raising her for this day. It was beautiful. Then she danced with her grandfather, and there wasn't a song for that. So I went home and wrote a song, and it's called My First Dance. And it's Stella recorded it, and the song speaks about the first dance as a little girl with her grandfather out in the yard with her shoes on and just swing. Stella did a wonderful job, and you can find that just probably by just Googling My First Dance with Stella Parton or Jonathan Bond, either one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That we will definitely put links to all the music and all the great things that you're involved in, Jonathan. I want all the listeners to have opportunity to listen to your incredible songs for sure. But I just wanted to take this time and just have you on the show. Let's, we could, just talk about the Hall of Fame that's coming up and all the wonderful things that you're doing for the kingdom and your ministry, your vision. And I just absolutely appreciate you coming on. And I look forward to seeing you in a few weeks, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Man, I appreciate your show. Getting, of course, I've known you for a long time.
Yeah.
But to see how God is using you and blessing you with your endeavors and stuff, that's so exciting to me. I'll tell you, I would love to share something specific with your listeners if you're yes. good with it.
Yes, go for it.
Barbara Fairchild and I recorded a song together, and we were in Branson doing a video for that song. The next morning, I'm leaving Branson, headed to head back to Chattanooga, mm-hmm. and walking from the hotel lobby to my car, there was an older lady, probably 80 years old, out in the parking lot, and she is yelling at this couple, young couple, my age young, but anyway, she's yelling at this couple, and it was pretty heated. And as I'm walking by, a scripture came to my mind that says, the steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Well, you have me here right now. Situation. I don't know what's going on, but if you have me here to help, I'm available. I walked up to the car beside them as though I was going to put something in the trunk. And I said, I don't know about tomorrow. The older lady that had been yelling, she looked at me real sharp. She said, I just live from day to day. I said, sing on, sister. And I joined in harmony, and we sang the verse and the chorus to that song. When we finished, I looked at her and I said, do you want to do that chorus one more time? She led off on it and she said, oh, many things about tomorrow. As we finished that, I looked at her and I said, thank you for singing that with me. She said, oh, honey, that's one of my favorites. She turned around, she got in the car and closed her door. I still had no idea what had been happening, but I looked over at the guy and the girl that she had been yelling at. I yeah. looked at them. They're both crying. The guy comes over and he just hugs me for a few minutes. And when he's through, he said, thank you. He said, thank you for doing this. He said, my mother has Alzheimer's, and there are days that she doesn't recognize us. And today was one of those times. He said, thank you for doing this. He said, is this what you do? I said, go to hotel parking lots and sing. but I with him the scripture, and I told him, I said, this will happen again. You will be in this situation again. It's inevitable with that disease. I said, but now you have options. You can choose to get lost in that battle, or you can remember he made a way for our escape and just refocus on him. Mm. And when I left there, I knew that message was for him, but I also felt like it was for me as well. But you know who else I believe it might be for? Every single person watching this. I believe that many times we've gotten lost in the battle, but if we take the time just to refocus on God, he'll change the situation, and we don't have to leave defeated. Mm. Reminder there.
I love that. I love that. Sometimes it's so hard for me to take a breath and to refocus on the Lord. And, I think that you remind that story and just sending out the reminder, it's something I needed to hear for sure. I appreciate that very much.
I love the same reminder for me. Every time I'm in a situation, I want to be reminded of that. And I know we were supposed to be on here talking more about the Hall of Fame.
Oh, stuff. No, this is great.
But I just love telling about Jesus, you know, and the shape that our country is in right now, we need help. And the only way we really get help is Scripture says, if you want a friend, you first have to be a friend. You know, if we want help, we have to give help. And we can make such a difference in a world that is struggling. We can make that difference if we take time to just love people.
Hmm. Man, I love that, Jonathan. Thank you so much for that reminder. Love people, loving God, loving each other. Because of where you're at, you know, in life, are you walking around with a constant reminder or a constant, like, are you on the lookout for opportunities, or do they just kind of just, God just starts just, whether you're at the mall or Walmart, it just situations like the parking lot, You know, are you on a constant awareness of an opportunity to reach out or minister to someone, or do you just know when the Lord is speaking, I need you to go talk to them?
Well, I believe both. I think that if we truly want to be a vessel for God to use, we have to be conscious. There's a scripture that says that our steps are ordered of the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, if our steps are ordered of the Lord, what are we doing to find out why we're at the location where we are? You know, and my prayer has always been, and it is still today, God, use me for your glory, even when I'm not aware of it. And something that happened that did just that. I had no idea, but God did what he did. It's hilarious, but yet amazing. I got a phone call from a guy, and he said, my dad passed away. He loved your music. He said, is it possible that we have you come in and sing at his funeral? And I said, I truly account that an honor, and I appreciate that. So I put it on my calendar. He sent me all the information. On my phone calendar, I had 1 o'clock. I'm sorry, that's not true. I had 2 o'clock, and then in parentheses, it had 1 o'clock. And now what that meant was the funeral starts at 2. I get there at 1 o'clock to offer my condolences to the family. So I'm always early, and always. So I got there about 10 after 12. And thankfully, I did, because as I was pulling in, they're walking into the chapel. I said, oh, my Lord, I have written down the wrong time. And so I ran in. I didn't speak to anybody. I went straight to the piano and sat down. And I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus, that I was early. The pastor got up, and he opened with prayer and pointed at me for me to go ahead with the song, and I did. The second pastor got up, and he began to read the obituary, and he kept saying, her, she. I said, oh, dear Lord, I am at the wrong funeral. So I didn't tell anybody, and nobody had to know. It was great. I just kept my composure, very professional. When he got through reading the obituary, he pointed at me to go ahead, and I sang the second song. The next pastor that got up, he said, wonderful. He said, this has been tremendous. And he looked at me, and he said, your song choices could not have been better. And I smiled. he said, now, the songs that you did were not on our list, but she would have loved your choices. He said, how long have you known Miss So-and-so, whatever her name was? I didn't know what to say. I smiled and I said, oh, dear Jesus, I'm at the wrong funeral. And the whole place just roared in laughter.
Oh, my.
I don't get embarrassed. I don't get embarrassed, but I was so embarrassed because that's a very special time, and I just ruined it. And I was very apologetic. Well, people came to me just left and right. Come to find out, she was a jokester, so she had a very comedic side.
Okay.
And people thought that she had set this up prior, and I said, no, just my idiocy, you know, just, but anyway, to me and said that that second song you did really spoke to me. So God used it. And of course I said, well, I can't stand around and talk because I got another funeral I gotta go to. God used us. If we just offer love, God will use and make a difference in the lives of others. I'm hoping I never just spring myself into another funeral that I'm not expected, but it still was fun.
And God still used it, you know?
Amazing. It.
I love that. Oh, I love that story. The other day, now, if I might get this wrong, are you working on a new project of testimonies, or is that already out?
Well, I have, you know, I have the one that was nominated for Grammy back 6 years ago.
Yeah.
But I also have 4 books, and I'm in the process of book number 4. And all they are stories from the road.
Mm-hmm.
You will you will cry and you will gasp and you will sigh. It's just stories from the road of God doing what he does. It's tremendous to me.
Oh, I know. And I've listened to several of those, and it is amazing. And I hope that people can, are those available on your online store?
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
On the website. And again, you can get it at any place that sells music, but you can go to jonathanbond.com and
okay.
It's all.
Awesome. Well, Jonathan, I hope you are enjoying your time out in Arlington, Texas. Is it a revival, or what are you doing this week?
I had concerts Friday, Saturday, okay. Sunday, and Saturday night. And then today I did a radio show this morning, and tomorrow I'm doing a writer's event. And then from there, I've got another TV show on Wednesday, and then headed to Louisiana for concerts.
There you go. And for any information on where Jonathan will be, we will post that link to your website on this show. And I am so grateful that you gave us some time today, Jonathan.
Man, it's wonderful. Thank you for what you're doing. And to all the listeners, all the viewers here, come out, be with us March 16th, 7 p.m. at Country Theater in Pigeon Forge, and you will experience a tremendous, tremendous moment of history in the making. Mm-hmm. Barbara Fairchild, Mel Tillis, his family, of course, will be there. John Barry, and none other than Randy. He'll be right there, too. So
yes.
Come on out. Get your tickets ASAP. There are only a few left.
And I will, I'll be in touch very soon, Jonathan. I really appreciate you, buddy.
Love it, man. Thank you for all you do.
Thanks, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.